Pizza Pals, that's our name. That name again is Pizza Pals. Hello out there in Pizza Land. It's me again, Pepperoni.
And I'm Cheesy Deezy.
And we've got two very special guests with us. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Matza Manny.
And I'm Krusty Callie.
Matza Manny and Krusty Callie. They're part of your posse.
Yep.
Your crew.
Yep.
Which is awesome.
Let me set a timer. Hold on here.
Sure thing. So, in preparation, so it's been a year or more since we have done this. So, it's now the age of AI.
Okay. No, Brian,
so just so I could speak with the youth, I said, I gave it a saying and I said, put this in modern slang. So it said, yo squad, no cap, I'm hyped to chat about that fire pizza. Big thanks for vibing with me on the pod.
Okay.
No, hold on.
Yeah.
'Cause then I said, make it more street, okay?
What?
So it said, yo fam, ain't frontin', I'm pumped to peep your dope pizza. Props for rolling with me on the cast. Okay, thank you, ChatGPT, for making me so hip.
What a world we live in.
I know, right?
Okay. So to preface this a little bit, Callie or Matza Mania and Krusty Callie came over for gourmet homemade pizza by yours truly. Pepperoni was not involved in the making of tonight's pizza.
This is the first episode where I've eaten none of the pizza.
So, our two guests shared a pizza. Mm-hmm. Just so you know, they were both heart-shaped pizzas that were created tonight.
Matza Mania. Matza Manny. Okay. Tell us about your topping selection tonight.
I had crust and sauce and mozzarella.
I find crust essential.
Extra mozzarella, and that's it.
Okay, no, very standard
now,
conventional
to the
pizza.
In the other half of the
All right,
pizza.
Krusty Callie.
On my half of the pizza, I had crust, sauce, mozzarella, for extra mozzarella, and a few onions that weren't that good.
Caramelized.
You know, you
poorly
rarely see the just onions pizza.
Yeah.
You know, that's
it's a rarity.
It's a bold choice. How about
it's
you?
It's an acquired taste.
How about you, Cheesy?
My pizza was a Claremont style pizza, which we have lots of experience with
classic,
on this podcast.
Classic.
So, in case you're unfamiliar, that comes with sauce, essential crust, mozzarella cheese, and hot dog slices, which I've pre-fried before I put them on the pizza.
Pre-fried?
Yeah, I pre-fried them. I cooked them in a pan, fried them up, then I put them on the pizza so they'd have extra taste. And then I also put a little provolone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Provolone.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So, I'm going to rate. So.
All right. So we're going to get into the rating. So, so of course, we rate the pizzas here.
Yes. Out of 10 pepperonis.
And tell us about what sauce did you use?
Mutti tomato.
Oh, yes. That's classic.
And
friend of the show.
And you know what cheese we used?
Oh, yes. Quattro formaggi.
Yes. Of course. Of course.
Yeah. It's probably our number one cheese.
It's our
number
one.
Anyway, let's get into the scores. Let's go to the guests.
Okay,
Matza Manny, scoring your pizza out of 10.
I would give it about 2 pepperonis out of 10 pepperonis.
Ooh.
Damn, that's harsh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That crust was probably the worst crust I've ever had my life. It was hard, it was dense, not airy at all, and it had an absolutely horrendous aftertaste. And the sauce and cheese, was pretty good, which is probably what's given it more than a 0.
Oh.
Sauce was...
God.
Pretty average sauce.
This,
yeah, that's all I have to
this
say.
This is savage. And you know what? I'm embarrassed for you. You know, you come from
a person who makes
the pedigree
crust.
Here.
Yeah.
And I expect a lot more. Krusty Callie, what, you know, how about you? Did you have a better experience at all?
I'll give it a 2.1 pepperoni. Pepperonis.
Oh.
I bet I enjoyed it more than her. Mozzarella, I love cheese. Just crust, really bringing it down.
Oh my god.
It was just not good.
How'd you feel about the sauce and the onions?
Onions, just whoever caramelized them to not caramelize them enough. They weren't very good.
Okay.
And sauce,
I'm just
fine. It was
what do you have to say for yourself?
Okay, I would like to say that in preparation for tonight's meal, I asked my mentor to tell me where the recipe for the pizza was. And he said, it's on the dirty page in the cookbook. And when I
Which is where it is.
And when I couldn't find it, I had to resort to an online website.
You know what?
For the worst pizza crust I've ever tasted. I would also rate it a 2 out of 10. Because it was just garbage.
That is humiliating. You were like a baby bird. And I pushed you out of the nest and you are splattered all over the pavement because you just did not learn to fly.
I'm sorry. I know.
And,
I know.
You know, it's embarrassing for you. It's humiliating for me that you did so poorly today. Anyway.
Shout out to all of our listeners before we continue.
Oh, yes. Shout out to Mom. Yep. Never invited. Again, number one fan of the show.
Also to George and Marin.
Yep.
And
all
Drew,
of our peeps around the world. Sorry, it's been 16 months.
Yep. Sorry, team. But we're back.
But we're back.
Oh, that's a timer. Oh.
Pizza Pals. That's our name. That name again is Pizza Pals.
Good night.